mind, a brain at peace. A life well lived. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. A mind, a brain in peace. This is a life well lived. Can you live your life well? Can you be at peace within yourself, within your life, within your world? Can you be at peace? Can you know who and what you are? Can you like yourself? Most of the trouble that we have in life is that we are not familiar with who we are. We're not familiar with our own mind. Our mind is a beautiful, desirable, wonderful thing. It's a brain, actually. The mind we refer to as the universal consciousness, and the brain we refer to as our personalized computer of how we are harmoniously in touch with the infinite allness. How much of the infinite do we tune into? How well we are tuned into the internet, you might say. Now, a mind, a brain at peace, is functioning beautifully. Just using the illustration of the computer a little further here, if we were to think of our brain as a computer, and the computer had the exact programs in it that made us contented and happy, made us feel that we are doing something beautiful, then we are doing great. However, we're always looking to upgrade our computer. We're always looking to find new programs to improve the possibilities of our computer. And this is true for our brain also. We're also always looking for new possibilities of how we can access through our brain the infinite cosmos more completely. We're always interested in how we can, through our computer, through the internet, through our connection to the internet, the allness, that cable into the universal, how we can be one with that and how we can utilize that in our life. Now we can pursue it, we can chase it, we can wonder about it, and we find little benefit in it. As with the computer, it's only when we go into the computer and we connect with the internet that we are able to realize the vastness of the possibilities that the computer has to offer to us through the internet. As a normal functioning device, the computer is a good unit. A computer will run our programs for us. It will, through its autonomic nervous system, through its natural built-in operating system, do all the things we want. Now, with a computer, we're constantly upgrading our operating system. Well, with our mental attitude, with our realization of the infinite cosmos, we are also constantly upgrading our awareness of who and what we are. When we go around saying to our computer, "I don't know mathematics, I don't know mathematics, I don't know mathematics," our computer will say, "Well, what else is new? You have not put the mathematics program into your into your system. You have not taken the mathematics program and made it part of your computer system, your operating system." So, we go out and we buy the mathematics program and we put it in there. And with that mathematics program, we can do mathematics very beautifully on our computer. And all the thinking, all the activity, all the calculations are done inside. They're not done on the surface, they're done inside. We don't even know what's all going on to make those things happen. And the same is true of our brain. Once we realize we are connected to the infinite, then we don't realize what's going on. We just utilize whatever it is that we think we'd like to utilize. We can say to ourselves, "How do I upgrade my brain? How do I upgrade my human computer, my computer that is in me, that I am, that my brain is. How do I upgrade that? Well, many people have many ways of upgrading it, and the schools and universities throughout the world are attesting to that. People feel that that knowledge is available, and there are people who can teach it to them. There are schools that can reveal it to them. There are books that can open the doorway for them, and there are. And as this book or school or teacher opens the doorway to infinite knowledge, we are able to utilize a smidgen, a portion of that infinite knowledge. Not all of it, just a portion of it. We go to a school on music, and we learn music. Go to a school on art, we learn art. Go to school on liberal arts, we learn liberal arts. We learn all about a little bit of everything. We go to school to learn particular things. Now, our brain is not limited to particular things, although we do want to limit our brain to particular things. The way that we tune in our brain outside of the school, outside of the learning and memorization program that we have, is to go in meditation, to go in quietness, and go into our mind, go into our brain, and as we're in our brain, we press a button that says upgrade. Now, our difficulty is to find where that button is. That button exists in everyone. And some people press it more easily than others. Some people seem to have a penchant for being wise and learned. Some people have a penchant for being brilliant in certain areas. And some people have a penchant for not being brilliant. These are only because they have not pressed the button. It's a simple button. It's a button that everyone has access to and everyone can utilize. It's a button that many do use and use it very beautifully and very competently and very regularly. They say, I know. They say, whatever it is in whatever field they wish to be brilliant, they say, I know. They tune in to that field of brilliance. They tune in, and as they tune in to that field of brilliance, they express that field of brilliance most bountifully and most beautifully in their life. You and I can tune in to this field of brilliance very wonderfully and very beautifully. We can tune into it and know it more fantastically than we ever dreamed possible. Now, how do we tune into it? Well, we just said, I know that I know that I know. But really, how do we tune into it? That seems too simple, much too simple. Well, no, it's not too simple. You see, if you say, I am going to art school to learn art, then you know that the time program of weeks, days, years, months take place and you learn art to a limited degree. Now, another person who is going to art school, he's learning a few little techniques, but within him is the master artist itself. And as he learns these techniques, the techniques are merely ways in which he can demonstrate the art that he has within him. Then he starts demonstrating the art that he has within him, and he's called a natural artist. He's called a person who is tuned in to his gift or his talent. And we look in amazement at the person who is a gifted artist, and we say, wow, isn't that beautiful? Sometimes we don't understand their art, but basically and generally, we do understand their art. There are very few artists who are avant-garde, who are way off the path. And those people are okay too, but they walk a little different pathway. They're the Einsteins, and they're the Madame Curies, and they're the people who are doing the off-the-line things. And they come up with magic. And the magic, the magic is not always understood by everyone. Just like some artists, their artwork is not always understood by everyone. But be that as it may, the technique of going to your school and learning your area of interest is the same as you would in an outer school. You take your attention every day and you think about the field of art. You learn what art is. You learn how to manipulate the devices that are going to express the art that you have, whether it's a chisel or whether it's a paintbrush. Whatever it's going to be, you learn how to use it. And as you learn how to use it, your inner gift, which is there, takes over those tools and uses them to express itself. Within each one of us is this master computer. This master computer that's connected to the internet, connected to the allness, connected to all the knowledge, all the wisdom, all the genius that the universe could ever present to us. Because we are one in and as it. Now, we want to develop the ability to utilize the techniques to bring it forth. Now, a good painter can use bad tools to demonstrate beauty. A bad painter can have the best of tools and be unable to perform the magic of painting. This is because a good painter tunes into the concepts or the ideas or the manner in which something can be done, not so much in having it be done. He sees his ideal, and as he sees his ideal, everything he does demonstrates that ideal to him. He is at peace in himself. He is peaceful in himself, at peace with the art, the artist that he is, the genius that he is, whatever it may be. You and I have this button that we want to learn to press. We want to learn to use it. We want to learn not necessarily to believe in it, but to use it. To use this button that when we press that button, it says, yes, indeed, I do know. Yes, indeed, this is the way. Or it doesn't even say that. It just encourages us to pick up our paintbrush and paint. And we say, man, I didn't know I had that in me. And we don't ever say that. Because when we pick up a paintbrush and paint, we are picking up a paintbrush and we are expressing that which is within us. And we know it's there. And we delight in seeing it come out. We don't want anyone to see it until we're done with it. We don't want anyone to see our painting midway. Because we are revealing from within the magic that we are. And anyone whose eyes overtake what we're doing while we're doing it have a tendency to bring their attitude to play. Oh, I wish I could do that. Oh, that looks so difficult. That looks so easy. Oh, I have no idea what you're doing. And you see, those things are not what an artist, not what a man or a woman or being who is in tune with their brain does. The brain is a very private affair. It's a very secretive affair. It's a very wonderful affair. The brain is constantly upgrading itself, being aware of its divine reality. The brain is constantly being aware of the allness which it swims in, it lives in, it reveals constantly every single moment. The brain is always there doing those things. The brain is always there revealing and being that which it is. Kind of exciting, isn't it? We have this brain within us, and we acknowledge that, we know that. Scientists have found that some people who are born with tiny brains are absolute geniuses. They're not found to have tiny brains until an autopsy is done upon their death. And these absolutely brilliant people have tiny brains. And then other people are absolutely brilliant and they have normal brains. And other people are absolutely brilliant and they have enlarged brains. Some people are absolutely brilliant, and the tissue between the left and right hemispheres is not there, as was the case with Einstein. Perfect linking between left and right hemispheres, the emotional and the intellectual, joined together as a beautiful cognitive one, as a beautiful cognitive awareness of the absolute expressing itself through that brain. And indeed, it did a beautiful job, and does a beautiful job in many of us who have that experience. And do you know if you or I have that? No tissue between the left and right? Well, that's not of concern to us. What's of concern to us is that we let go, and we let all limitation, all thought that we must learn something or we must become aware of something before we can enjoy it. We let all those thoughts go, and we claim the thought, I now know. All knowledge is mine now. I live in the infinite cosmic awareness, and I am aware now. I am a beautiful expression of all that is. I am aware. I am aware. Now, it's not a matter that I'm going to learn, because I already know it. All knowledge exists in me, around me, through me, in all my creation, in all that exists. All knowledge, all wisdom, all intelligence, all the isness exists everywhere present. And it's merely a matter that we recognize that it's there. We can go into a beautiful hall of art in the art museum. It can be in the Louvre. It can be some of the world's most magnificent, respected, revered paintings that ever existed. And we walk into this room, and strangely, the room is dark. And we walk into the room, and someone guides us with a flashlight along the floor to a certain point. We stand in what's called the middle of the room. And then the flashlight's turned off. And we look around in the middle of the room, and we look at all the walls that we presume are there. We know we're in a building. We look at the ceiling. We look at the floor. We cannot see a thing. We know it's there, but we cannot see it. We cannot see the brilliant artistry of the great masters who have had their artwork placed on display in the Louvre. We cannot see it. Then we go into another room of beautiful sculptors, and we look around and we cannot see anything. We might reach out and feel the sculpture, and therein know that something of that nature is there, but to have the grasp of the full picture of a piece of sculpture, we need to see the whole thing. And we go into yet another room, and yet another room, and another room. We go through the entire Louvre, and we walk out the other side, and it's daylight outside. And the light blinds us because we've been in the dark for so long. And we become accustomed to the light, and as we become accustomed to the light, we don't remember one single thing that we saw inside. Now let's just take this journey through the Louvre once again. Let's walk into the Louvre, and it's dark, pitch dark, absolutely dark. And then we say, I know that I know that I know. We say that all knowledge is known to me right now. All vision is known to me right now. I know that I know that I know. And with our eyes closed purposely, we say, I am illumined now. I am illumined now. And as we say, I am illumined now, a tiny bit of light seems to sparkle in our inner consciousness. And then we continue in this with our eyes closed. We continue in this, saying, I know that I know. We continue knowing that we are the brilliance of the universe, that we tune in and we tune on the brilliance of the universe, that we turn up the rheostat on the lighting and we can see. And we don't rush it. We just turn the rheostat a teeny little bit at a time. And it's like twilight. It's like the early morning before the light fully blooms into being. And it's sort of a shadow cast all over. And we know the paintings around the wall, but we cannot see their beauty yet. We know that the artistry of the great masters of all time are painting here, are painted and standing here in the Louvre, waiting for our vision. And we stand there, and we say, I know, we continually say this, as the light becomes grander and grander in us. And as this light becomes grander and grander, we are able to see more. And we are able to see more and more and more until we are able to see fully and completely each painting in its magnificence, lighted ideally to show off the magnificence of the painting. We have computers that receive upgrades. Sometimes they're irritating. The upgrades come while we're in the middle of doing other things, but the upgrades come. And the upgrade said, your computer is ready to be upgraded. At least my Apple talks to me like that. And it says, anytime you want to do it, just do it. You don't have to do it right now, but just do it. I'll remind you. And so I upgrade. And then I see a little more clearly what the computer can do. I see a little more wonderfully what the computer can do, because what has been upgraded, I go in and check. I go in to check and see what it offers me, what it can now do. And as I check it, I find that it can do all sorts of things that are exciting and fascinating and thrilling. But they have to be practiced. Not learned, just practiced. Because they're practiced so that I become familiar with them, so that I use them. And every day, a new upgrade comes through. Every month, a whole slew of upgrades have come onto my computer. And if I am alert, if I want to be, I can be. Now, there are many of us who are rather lackadaisical about our upgrades, and we don't upgrade. We say, hey, I understand what I've got now, I'm using what I have now, and I don't want to learn something new, because if I learn something new, then I will have to put that into practice, and that'll mean that I'll have to take time away from something else to put that in practice. Okay. Well and good. Well and good. Why are we here? Are we here to use our brain to its maximum? Are we here to live in our brain's awareness of the absolute which we are? Are we here to be the most magnificent creative being on the face of the earth? Are we here to be artist grand, or are we here to be artist ordinary? Are we here to be mentally alert, in tune with the vitality of all beingness? Or are we here to just sort of slug it along on first grade level of understanding? Are we just going to turn off our awareness? Are we going to turn off our computers and say, I've had enough. I don't want to learn anymore. Learn? I don't want to know anymore, because if I know some more, then I'm going to want to reveal more to me and more to me and more to me, and I'm going to want to dig deeper, and I'm going to want to upgrade, upgrade, upgrade until I'm right at the tippy top. And then will I ever arrive at the maximum? Well, perhaps this is our real question. How long are we going to have to keep upgrading until we've upgraded into oneness as the allness? How long do we have to keep upgrading until we finally are aware of our oneness as all? Well, upgrading to hackers is merely an exciting pastime to move them into ideas and dreams and ways of doing things. And they don't take an upgrade as something negative. They take an upgrade as part of their trade, part of their activity, and they move quickly into it. A genius on the computer, and we call geniuses on the computer at the Apple store, because these young people and older people are very in tune with all of the latest Apple acquisitions and their programs and their operating system and the equipment. And they do beautifully at it. Now they too are not excellent, because they are not every single day tuning in to the latest upgrade. It's only the geniuses in the back room who are tuning in to the upgrade every moment. Or truly, if anyone were to tune into these things all day long, it would be a full-time profession. It would be a full-time responsibility. And are you ready for such a full-time responsibility? Is that what you want? Well, hey, I don't want to be a computer expert. I just want to use the computer for my personal uses. I'm using the computer as an illustration of who and what I am and you are and we are. I'm using the computer as a symbol of that technique whereby I become aware of my allness, where I become aware of the allness of what the computer can do as it is one in and as the allness. My brain can be one in and as the allness. And when my brain is aware of who and what I am, I no longer have a brain and allness. I only have oneness. And in this oneness, I know all things. In this oneness, I am the infinite. In this oneness, I am divine. In this oneness, all is in divine order. And when all is in divine order, then there are no upgrades to my computer, my mental brain computer. There are no upgrades to it, for I am the upgrade. I am the computer. I am the isness, the allness of all knowledge, of all understanding that is revealed through in as the computer, through in as the brain, as the absolute consciousness in me. How great that is. That's my goal. That's my goal. But in the process, I have to just sort of flow with the game as I go along. Now, I can use a computer as an illustration, or I can use the computer as a technique for becoming aware. But if I use the computer as a technique for becoming aware, I am taking the slow boat to China. If I use the computer as an instrument of intuitively goading me on, inspiring me to do things, well, that's better. But when I take the concept of my brain as a computer and the allness as the total perfect operation of that computer, and I say, I am the allness, the total perfect operation of my brain. I am the revealed being. I am that I am. When I say that, then I have not only touched the ultimate, I have begun to make it mine. And today is the day that I choose to make it mine. Today is the day I choose to not only walk the path of infinite oneness, I choose to recognize that I am infinite oneness right now. I am allness right now. I am the totality of all that exists right now. There is nothing else other than me right now. And I like it very much. Thank you for sharing with me today. Know that I am the allness now, and I see you are too. I love you. I love you. I love you.